guys, we're back. We don't have much time, so.
Okay, I'm just going to say that I think he's right. This is not just ordinary people in the street.
He hasn't got a chance to talk about it yet. They've not heard it.
Okay.
Now, he's
right,
again.
Though. There are leftists in the street there, if you look at them. You have to, whenever you see a big demonstration like this, you say, well, who are these people? Well, they aren't just the average people in the street. They're the modern version of the hippies, I suppose you'd say.
Hold on a second, because nobody knows what the question is.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Louise. My question is this just another Bolshevik revolution going on the streets of Wall Street? Are we just throwing a whole bunch of stuff in the air, waiting for the most powerful to jump up and grab it and put everybody in subservience again?
I think you've identified, you know, kind of who they are. You know, they're a leftist group, obviously. This is not just a group of civilians that just decided to come in the streets and say, well, we don't like what's going on. They've got an agenda, and they're there for that agenda, and it's a leftist agenda. And they're not going to have they may have an impact, like the Chicago convention one time. They completely disrupted it. These are the same people.
There's a lot of other people. Hold on here. Since I know a whole lot of them, and I know why they're doing it. You're always going to find people who are on the mixed group, if you would.
Yeah.
Okay. But many people have been hit by Bank of America and many others for taking their homes, Fannie Mae and what have you. The Wall Street economy, the fact that we cannot be a Wall Street economy, it's not real. It's fictitious. It's fictitious money and rises and falls. We're manipulated. And in the crossfires of all that is everybody else who loses everything except the same people who are orchestrating it. So many people are coming through there, and they are actually, what do you want to call it, in protest of places like Merrill Lynch, Fannie Mae being bailed out,
there's a wide variety of group of people, but who's probably going to ultimately control it is the bad side, the manipulators. But right now, there's people protesting the Fed. There's people protesting GMO food. There's good people there, and they're mixed in with people that are total socialists.
Right here in Kansas City, there's a bunch of people, groups, who are doing the same thing as part of it. And they're just people saying, you have no right, Merrick or what's the other one's name, Monsanto, you don't have any right to create a seed that's toxic and then turn around and let it free and then go and take everybody else's field. So it is a large group of protesters that do a lot of different things. They're not just one thing. It's saying is that these money brokers are the ones who are holding us all hostage.
Well, thing you can say, they're not teabaggers. and you have to identify if they're not teabaggers, then who are they going to vote for when they go out to the election? They all going to vote for different people, or are they all going to vote Democrat?
They're all going to vote different people.
They're probably a pretty cohesive group, is my guess.
Well, the whole thing is the people that are actually there need to try to take control of it, you know, because obviously the bad guys are always taking control of, no matter if it's a Tea Party movement or Republicans or Democrats, the bad guys always want to control over it. The NRA, everything, they want control over it. So we as the good people need to be more proactive and try to filter and funnel these people in the right direction. And that's something we don't do very well. We just sit around and complain about it instead of stepping up and say, hey, these are the real issues, these are the real problems, and this is who we need to be fighting. It isn't about taking everybody's money away to give it to the poor. It's about making
the
country prosperous for all of us. Plug your book, where they can get them at. And,
right now?
Yep, right now.
Okay, it's book is Civil War on the Missouri-Kansas Border. It can be bought at Amazon.com, any bookstore anywhere, Barnes & Noble.com.
Break. You want a break?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Wherever people live together, turning poverty's despair. Are you telling me the things you're gonna do for me?
Perfect. That was a perfect song, Matt.
You're not letting it play, Louise.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought
right
we had a lot.
Right there, we're taking it through the street.
We're taking it.
Oh, they had to play a song. You didn't let it get to the punchline.
I'm
right.
Sorry, Matt. Smack me. Hey, yeah. Sergey, you're right. Go ahead and say it on air just a little bit there.
Yes, real quickly, for those who are really interested, what's going on about that protest on the Wall Street? Please listen. Yesterday's broadcast. The name of the talk show program is Current Event. It's a two-hour program. I believe it was during the first hour they had discussion. One caller from that place called and actually told what's going on there. It's really interesting.
Very good.
So we're supposed to have him on. The gentleman who is supposed to be on our show here was currently occupied.
He might be sitting in prison due to his... Is Don still there to say bye, or did Don depart? Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate Don being on with us. I thought he was going to say bye and plug his book on the backside of that commercial break. But, what Sergey was talking about is the Occupy Wall Street, and what we were trying to indicate is there's a wide variety of groups there. A lot of them are good people, and a lot of them are infiltrators. But I hope the Patriot Movement can take advantage of this and use this in our...
There's a lot of Patriot Movement over there. In fact, there's a lot of, Ron Paulies who are out there. There's a lot of people who are just fed up. They lost their jobs to NAFTA and GANT and all those wonderful things that they put in there, and CAFTA. So, and there are farmers out there who have lost everything because what they did was the big corporate farms came in and knocked them all out.
And
so there's a lot of things going on.
And what we were hoping to do this morning in the second hour was to promote some of the good people that are there doing the right thing. And part of why we're doing this is the gatekeepers, the mainstream media, will try to turn it that as
they
a
won't
communist.
Let them on.
Well, it's a communist event only, and that's what we're trying to avoid, them allow them to take over the movement.
That's right. Well, listen here, we do have someone on the air. Are you there? Our guest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, give everybody your name.
My name is Clayton Cook. I'm from Wisconsin. I spent 5 years in Missouri, just a little ways from Albany. Been involved in the so-called Patriot Movement for, well, since back in the 70s.
We're going to be talking about something very near and dear to what I was in fighting for 9.5 years in the Missouri House of Representatives. And I'm talking about birth certificates and marriage certificates and all those other things that they own us on. Can you kind of start us off in it? Because we might end up going to the other group, so go ahead.
We're going to be turning a little different spin on that. I've been involved with a man out of Manitoba by the name of Dean Clifford. And it's been one of those things that everything in our whole movement or whatever, I was very interested in listening to Don this morning, because many of the things that he's talking about with the slavery and that is dovetailed right to what we're at with the birth certificate. When they made all law crime, rather than having a man, having another man come against you, everything was the crime became commercial. They had to figure out how they could make that a commercial entity, because now it's a corporation. And corporations can only operate with corporations. They cannot operate with a man. So they had to create a certificate, which is our birth certificate. And it's basically a trust, which when we were born, our mother and our, most of the time, it was the doctor that signed them, and they were filed with the state, with the county, and they became, your parents were supposed to become the executor of that estate and take care of it. Well, in most cases, they just dropped the ball. And no one's been educated to understand that that is a trust certificate ownership in the state or of America. And the people that are working as judges, police officers, they are the trustees. They're the workers. And you have the three-prong part of it. The grantor, he's the one that puts all of the equity into this. In the case of our parents, our mom, when she signed it, she was putting us as the collateral. We were the equity that was brought into this trust. And as I say, they were supposed to run it themselves, but in most cases, they didn't understand it either, and it's just becoming to light what it's all about. Does that kind of give you an idea of where we're at, Louise?
And let's clarify that just a little bit now, so that everybody understands.
So you're talking about...
Just a minute, Sergey. So that everybody understands that the original documents that we're talking about have to do with the early colonies. And the fact is that we had a certificate that was registered to show how many workers were being born. Okay, the original documents is almost like slavery. That's the reason why we had Don the first part and this in the second part. Okay, we were born into, if you would, a corporation that did a count, a head count, on who we were, how many plausible workers there were, and how one group was doing better or not of producing these workers. Okay.
Right, it's interesting as you say that. I've got a Wisconsin birth certificate, and it doesn't have a whole lot on it. It's just got the Register of Deeds signature on the bottom of it, along with my mom's and with the doctor. My wife is from North Dakota, and she's got several different signatures on hers, and I don't have the document in front of me, but up in the upper left-hand corner of hers, it makes a statement, or it's got the, a seal that the Department of Commerce, Bureau of Statistics Division. So that dovetails just what you're talking about. That
North Dakota made it so that they must make it open and above, that everyone would be able to see what the certificate was. And I think every state should have that.
Yes, definitely.
I love North Dakota because they made that open and above. So they know that that record was for the Bureau of Statistics for the federal government on the commerce. And they don't hide it. That's the reason why it was put in there, because commerce, the federal government still has so much hold over every state, including not as bad North Dakota, but that count, that birth of record that you must have in order to be employed or anything else in the commerce deity, this big conglomerate corporation. So everybody realizes that you are collateral to a corporation.
You are until you start operating that trust that was set up as a trust, and that you take over from where your parents have dropped the ball, and that you become the executor, and now you notify the state and the federal government. It depends on how you want to do it. There's no cookie cutter situation here. You can write your letters to the county, you can write it to the state, to whichever department of the state you want to do, and just ask them what rights have you given up or have you lost by having the statutes written. And they'll never write you back and tell you that you've lost any or that you have any. But the thing is, as you keep writing, notify them that you're going to be doing certain things, and you'll be using their name through tacit consent that you have the right to do these things. And if an officer or anybody from the state ever comes after you, you've got the documentation that they've already relinquished their right to ever say anything, because they never had they never rebutted what you're saying, and that becomes law.
Is it true
evidently,
that
hold on, Tom, Layton, give everybody your name again so they...
Yeah, Layton.
Layton what? Layton's
Cook, K-O-C-H.
Layton
okay.
Cook from Wisconsin. And Layton, is it true that you'd have to rescind your Social Security number as part of this effort? Or?
No. You got to remember, what it ends up being is just think of yourself as Bill Gates. Head of Microsoft, you're the CEO director of your corporation, and you're also the shareholder. So you can cover, you can be two parts of this, of your, what I'm mixing here now too is trust or corporation. The corporation makes it a little bit easier to understand because you've got the shareholder. He's the one that puts the money into the corporation. The CEO director, who else would you want to have as CEO director of your corporation, of your daily operations, of what you're going to do? I sure don't want to have somebody in the state doing it, which they assume that they're supposed to be doing for you at this time.
All right, like
hold on.
We have a 3-minute break coming up.
Hold on, okay. Yeah.
And everybody, yep. Please consider exchanging some of your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver at the Republic Trading Group. And I believe gold and silver still on sale last time I looked, so please take advantage of it. Back in three.
The things of today. How do you decide to wait?
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, I don't know if corporations are born, but I think they're formed, so I guess the song could be called Formed in the USA since we're all corporate entities. Hey, by the way, RBN is promoting its new station in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, so everybody please listen to and support the station and the sponsors down there. Be sure and call the sponsors of the station and let them know how much you appreciate the programming on KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth. Also, please Facebook and Twitter. Get hooked up with RBN on Facebook and Twitter. And for those that aren't internet savvy, the mailing address for RBN to support the pledge drive is 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And the office numbers are 800-724-2719 and 512-246-9549. So everybody, please listen to support RBN and support RBN sponsors. And also, speaking of the radio stations, there are a lot of still to this day, believe it or not, there are still a lot of mom-and-pop radio stations scattered throughout the United States. So please try to call them. Try to get involved. Get RBN on the air in the local area so everybody can pitch in by doing that. We need people not only listen to RBN, we need people doing things to promote RBN. We need people in action. And
also,
by the way,
make yourself your own FM station. So if people go out there and you get the equipment and you start making and picking up RBN, okay, then we will guarantee that we're in places that nobody else has.
Castle Systems Broadcasting, CastleBroadcastingSystems.com, I believe, is the website. And you can set up your own FM micro station and start broadcasting RBN to your neighborhood and get everybody informed. That's the one thing we need to do is start taking care of our own backyard. Once we do that, we can take our country back. But we need to start at a grassroots level, just like the Ron Paul Revolution was extremely effective at the grassroots level, not at the national level. But we'll do what we can at the local level, and hopefully things will take care of themselves if we do our job. We need to look in the mirror and hold ourselves accountable.
Also, I have some precious metals medals updates. As of today, the gold 1 ounce, it's $1,625. So I round the apple cents to nearest dollar. So it's $1,625 for the silver, $30, palladium, $611, and platinum, $1,523. It's really on sale. So I think it's a good time to buy. And as
buy your gold
you
and
said,
silver
right,
from RBN Trading.
Yep. Republic Trading Group and the Andrew Jackson silver rounds that they produced are just
beautiful, by the way.
Just amazing. Some of the prettiest silver rounds I've ever seen. So everybody, please take advantage of getting some of those.
And on that silver coin, by the way, for all you ladies out there, okay, there's a certain person on there that's really hot. He looks great on it.
Yes, and it says, I will weed you
out. You're not
going to
say who it is?
That's a message for bankers, by the way.
Andrew Jackson, and it's not my dog. It's not my dog. It's Louise's husband.
Yeah. I have to say that because he looks just like himself. And I have to say, God, Andrew Jackson was hot. And every time I see my husband walk by, man, Andrew Jackson was just hot. Anyway.
All right. Let's get
back
to
Layton. Let's
be
go
informed,
back to you.
Be informed in the USA, Layton.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Now, you opt to saying that we shouldn't opt out of the system as much as we should use the system.
Right. That's where you have to understand who you are. That's what happens is people say, well, they can't do that to me. Well, really, they can't. But as long as you don't use your corporate structure like you're supposed to, you've abandoned basically your directorship. So the state has assumed that they have to take care of it, and you end up being a slave to them, and so they end up being a two-part of it. They end up being the CEO, director, and the trustee, which is not the way it works in a trust, or in, you know, executor or trustee. You can't have the trustee as the executor because the trustee is supposed to be doing all the work and making sure that the shareholder gets his money back and that he's carrying out the directives of the executor. So
you're indicating that's part of the big problem we have is we have a conflict of interest. The owners are so that the trustees and the owners are the same, so they're using it to their advantage. So
right.
What you're saying is let's take back ownership of our own corporation.
We have to take back our own, we notify them that we are taking back our corporation.
That's
and the best time to do it is now before you have anything going on. I get a lot of people that call me for different things, and they say, well, I got a court date on Tuesday.
Yeah,
they're calling me on Friday. Well, how in the heck am I supposed to help you do anything in that amount of time? You know? I can talk to you. I can get you.
Hold on, Layton. Hold it by. Be right back.
Well, we're hearing another interesting twist on how to get our sovereignty back in a, so to speak, in a little bit different way. This is a little bit interesting show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have a day when just Matt plays music. I just love it, Matt. You're just awesome. Anyway, we are back, and we're first of all, Layden, can you go and give people a way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, my email is freedomdad67@hotmail.com.
Freedomdad.
freedomdad67@hotmail.com. Or if they would like to call me, my number is 816-405-4234.
And you have a YouTube page, is that correct? Is that where a lot of your information is?
The information is on YouTube, but it's a private invite only.
Okay.
They used to have a website up, but I went into it here a couple days ago, and the website's down, so you can't get at it.
Okay.
But the YouTube programming that I've got, I can send it through my link to videos that Dean has on there and explain pretty much everything.
So during the break, you said you had 30 hours of information towards what you're talking about, and you're not necessarily extracting yourself from the beast system by resending your Social Security number and all that stuff. You're approaching it at another angle, saying, well, I am a corporation, so now what can I do to use this to my advantage to fight back on the bad owners of this corporation?
And that's the same thing as Ford Motor Company or GM.
So now what you mentioned earlier, when you went into a court of law, you're saying you have to notify the judge that you are owner of your own corporation. So start giving us some nuts and bolts of what you actually do, just to give us an idea of the flavor of it.
What did you have to do to ahead of time? You notify your state or your local government, right?
It's an easy. You just write a simple letter first off to the Bureau of Statistics. And write just a simple letter that says, I understand, it's been many years since I've had my birth certificate, and I understand that it was possibly monetized by the state. But I also understand that it is my certificate of ownership of one share in the state of Wisconsin, state of Missouri. Would you please clarify? Well, they'll never answer you. They'll never come back and say, yeah, this is what it is. So what you do is you send them a default letter. And in the default letter, you state in there that this is what it is. And let me go back outside here. I'm in at my...
While he's doing some shit around there.
Yeah, we've got some noise coming on. Everybody's waking up.
That's fine.
Anyway, you write the second letter, making basically the same statements, and that you are going to hold them accountable, that this is a statement that you're making, and put a tacit statement in there, such as, we'll be using this as a corporation and doing business, and it depends on how you want to write it up. And then on the
also
third
remember
one,
to make sure you
default.
Say that I assume by your inactivity or in failure to answer back that you agree with
and
what
you
I'm
agree
stating.
It's a tacit consent that you put all this stuff in there. And now you become the person that's in, person isn't a good word that we use in the so-called movement, but for lack of a better word to be able to get it, people to understand, it's the best thing to use, that on the third one you say, well, you've defaulted, and I will be using your name and however you want to state it. And you can notify the Department of Transportation, asking them about your driver's license. Well, when you were 16, I understand that I've had a driver's license. Did I give up any rights at that time for my right of travel? And they'll never come back and say, yeah, you lost all your rights to travel. You can do the same type of thing with that.
But it's like to me, if you accept their license, you have to accept all their statutes, and that's where I'm getting confused as to how you extract
yourself. See, that's the thing. You become the statutes are for the workers. You're the CEO. You're the one that owns the state. You have you're a shareholder in that state now.
Will they just not look at this stuff? How does this? Will they just not look at this and laugh at it? Though I'm trying to see what kind of legal recourse, what kind of jurisdiction you have to declare this?
Yes, what kind of legal recourse does Bill Gates have over Microsoft? Nobody questions his authority over it.
Well, they form a corporation and get a license for that corporation. They establish that with the beast.
And that's what happened when our mother and the doctor and that signed that, we had our corporation formed for us. But with the lack of knowledge we've had over the years and our parents' lack of knowledge, we've never been able to uncover that we've got a corporation here, that we are the shareholder. We put the money into it.
Well, it seems like
equity is king.
It seems like if you truly go down that path, you have to kill that corporation they formed and start your own new corporation.
No,
it seems like
let me kind of interject in the legal end. If I want to form, I already have a corporation. It's already been set up for me. It's been set up in trust. Now, what he's saying is, in order for you to take on the leadership of that,
okay,
you need to notify. We notify a little bit more. We're going a little slow here. We're going to probably have to have another two-hour show on this one. But if I contact the local government, I contact my mayor, I'll go a little bit bigger, I contact my local circuit committee man, contact our court, let them know that I am now taking ownership, that I am within my legal rights to do, of my corporate or my ownership of
trust.
Me.
Right.
Trust.
That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
And I want to know my legal rights as a head of that trust. I also do that to local government. Wait a minute.
By following
then I
Clayton's
can
example.
Separate it. Then I can separate it.
But
my
following
constitutional guarantee on myself, believe it or not, hinges on the corporation that they set up. But then I can also go and have a separate that is not commerce. So I want to see that go to that next level. So
okay,
I do have...
But once again, what gives you that authority?
That's where you're at with because you become the CEO director on your paperwork. You know, when you've got a corporation, they've got their letterhead. Well, the letterhead that you have, like in my case, my letterhead is Leighton C. Cook, legal person.
That's
underneath
right.
It, it's Leighton C. Cook, director, CEO.
But once again, I'm missing something here. But what gives you that authority?
Louise,
let me ask the question. You're not even letting me ask the question. But I could do the same thing with Bill Gates and Microsoft. I could say, I want to take over Microsoft and announce that to the whole world. But I don't have the authority to do that. What gives you the authority to take back your corporation?
Because you've got the signature on the bottom of your birth certificate that says
mm-hmm.
you're a shareholder.
Well, you were born. You don't have your signature. Your signature's not.
I don't have it. No, but
no, but you have
the
legal state's authority as the doctor that signs that.
Right.
They
did it
like
for you.
Yeah, I don't see how that gives you the authority.
At the age of 18 or, you know, whatever, you should have taken it over and notified them. But now that we didn't know about it now. So, I mean, okay, I'm 66. I'm going to notify them now. You know, better late than never. So you work at it from that end. You have the right. It's just, you could, what you're saying, if you wanted to write the letter to Bill Gates, and be wanted to try to take over Microsoft through the same thing. If he never wrote you back and says, no, I'm not going to let you take it over, through the default method, you could end up being the head of Microsoft.
No, you couldn't.
I don't
really
think he's going to be able to. He's not going to let you do that.
But he wouldn't anyway because he started it. He didn't have anybody else in that to do it. So that's different.
Yep.
Our government is different. Our government's laid out in different. It's in constant, they have it in code law. And from the time that you are born, everything has been orchestrated in the fact that you have signed on. Somebody has, here's your footprint, here's your handprint, and I'm going to stamp this.
And that's just exactly what you're talking about. Your footprint, that's your stamp on the land.
Well, it seems like there has
again,
to be. If you're working within their system and their commercial law, it seems like there has to be either a loophole in their statute or a statute that references what you're speaking of.
There is a statute that references it.
Okay.
I just recently heard of Leighton doing what it is, okay. Anytime you put your two names, your corporate name, a legal person like he was talking about, and then your name, or birthright. They're two separate things. One's on the corporation, one's not on the corporation. So what you need to do is you need to have hold and get control of the corporate you. So
right.
You are the only one who can decide information, decide right from wrong in your corporation, and what have you, under the guidelines of corporate law. And the other one, you need to be able to officially opt out of the corporation on your own name.
And that's what you're doing by being the CEO director.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be the president, you can be whatever. It's up to you to name whatever. Nobody's going to come and tell you you can't do it. Because who gives them the right, in the earlier segment, you know, the first hour, who has the right to own me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you know, when a judge comes in there, is he above you or below you? Who does he work for? Oh, well, he works for the state. But
works
the thing is, if you're a shareholder in the state, you own him. He works for you. He's your employee. Now you can tell him what to do.
So now when the rubber hits the road and you go into court as your own owner, your own CEO of your own corporation, give us the nuts and bolts of how that works.
Everything's done through the paperwork prior to even going there. That's why you set this all up. Like right now, I'm in the midst of setting up the paperwork. I haven't sent everything off, but writing the documents to set this up. That if I end up, you know, getting a ticket or being stopped, I've got all this stuff in my arsenal that I don't have to be rushing. That I've got 30 days to be there to do this. I've got all this taken care of. I guess where I could go back to is we always hear the court say, "Well, you should have taken care of this administratively before we got here." Are you familiar with that, you know, the statement?
So what you're saying is you can bypass even going to court if the judge is aware that you've already handled this administratively.
Yep, and that's what you're doing with your paperwork. You're doing it administratively. This is where the administrative court is. We've always been looking for that mysterious administrative court that's in room, you know, 302B. Or whatever, or it's on the fifth floor, it's in another building that's hidden downtown someplace.
And like
here it is right in front of us.
My question, I'm trying to be devil's advocate here and try to understand it because, you know, I'm trying to be make a conflict here, but I'm just trying to explore this.
Yep.
Has anybody actually done this? Is this a process that's evolving or has this successfully been practiced?
It's been done. I don't know how well it's been done here in the States. In Canada, it's been used many, many, many times up there.
It's been done here also.
And there's been a lot of people that are catching on here. There's been a lot of radio stations that have got...
A lot of corporation leaders, a lot of attorneys have done this so that they're not held accountable under the law because they have two different things. One is the person who I am, and one is the legal person whom they have on. Now, by opting out, you can actually, once you have control of your corporation, you can dissolve that corporation, get out of the B system totally. Okay?
And that's where I see there's a need for this because there's a lot of people that want to get out of the B system altogether, but they financially and just for various reasons, family matters, they can't extract themselves totally, so they're in a conundrum. But if this was truly a working process, you could just basically take over your ownership of your corporation and not be subject to them.
No, and that's exactly what it is. That's like myself. I get Social Security, but that's the legal person getting it.
Hmm.
That's not the CEO director of my corporation because it's the only way I can operate with Social Security system is being a corporation because they're a dead entity too. They're a corporation.
You need to get some. There are attorneys who do this.
Are,
I mean,
are,
for
Now, what recourse does the IRS have in this situation? Are you still subject to their whims?
The corporation is, but the other is not.
So if
you separate them.
So if you have income,
separate them.
So if you have corporate income, then the same thing. You're going to be paying taxes to the IRS.
Right.
You can you can do the same notifications through the IRS, asking them what work I did federally.
So we're just scratching the surface here, and it's
yeah,
really.
Oh yeah, I mean it's like any of this stuff. One person opens up the door a little bit, and then somebody starts thinking, "Geez, I can else here," and pretty soon. You got 10 people doing something, and it just becomes the...
We got a break here.
After we come back from the break, we'll give out your email address in case people want to explore this further. They can check out the YouTube videos, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We better cut the music short because
yeah,
there's about five people trying to talk there, and we have 5 minutes left. So
I want to real quick. Let me say something, okay? In order for you, and this is my thing, that there are attorneys, by the way, who are working on the system by which you one get control of your corporate you. You take control of it. Once you take control of it, you can either utilize it to your benefit or you can dissolve that corporation. Now, Stone said, what about driver's licenses and this and that? Okay. They're also looking at the point as having, as a citizen, of your area, town, or being, whatever else, having the rights not on commerce law, but on, we're talking about having common law, that you have a right as common law, someone who lives in the state, is in the state, and what have you, to use the roads and without being part of commerce law.
So the point of all this, Louise, is people need to email Leighton at his email address and then check out the videos, because you're planning on having lawyers that are actually performing his services for people. So
absolutely.
The point is, we all need to become more educated in case we want to use this as a step towards extracting ourselves from the beast, or, you know, if you want to be part of the beast forever, that's fine as well, but just give you some options. So, Leighton, give your email address.
It's freedomdad67@hotmail.com.
freedomdad67@hotmail.com, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then
so
they
connect
this. If
somebody sends you email, you can link it to that YouTube educational video?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Also, you mentioned something that in Canada they do. Do you know anybody who has done it here in the States?
Yes.
I cannot give you someone personally. Okay, Louise knows people that are working with it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can give you about, that I actually know of, about 25 people who are currently either in the process or finished that process. These are people who want to opt out of the system and still be able to utilize their rights as someone being born and living and working in this country.
Well, it's like, you know, the Stalin and Djugashvili in the one name, or Lenin or Ulyanov in the one name, it's kind of like a twilight zone. It's
mm-hmm.
the two-faced person. That's the way I see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is wrong, and I think it should be just one face.
And I
that's
think
fine,
our...
but you have to be able to opt out.
And I
you
think
have
that's...
To understand.
So what if
people are using this towards getting out of the beast and following God's law as opposed to man's law? And I think that's something that we can look at. If this truly works, it
right.
might be a step towards that direction.
Common law is God's law, or the original law. Okay, common is what is in common with all of us. Then there is man's law or code law. That's a government law. That's where you are opted into a corporation. I'm not part of a corporation. I don't want to be part of a corporation, so I need to take control of my corporation, and then I need to dissolve my corporation and put it on the other.
So what if somebody wasn't born in the United States?
That's a good question. If he doesn't have a United States birth certificate, Sergei was born in the Soviet Union. What you probably don't know the answer to that.
I can tell you this. Sergei already has his... He put his hand up and said, I swear to defend the United States Corporation.
Did he?
Right, you're still part of the corporation.
Oh,
your
better say bye, guys.
Well, I know. I carry a Social Security number. I know that.
Yep. So you're in the same boat. You just, it was you that did it, not your parents. But it works the same way.
Well, I
All
didn't
right.
know, and I had no choice, really.
Everybody, thanks for listening, and y'all willing. We'll be back next week with more information. And all those good protesters out on Wall Street, you doing your good job, and keep that going for the Patriot Movement.
Yeah, we want to get John Hewitt to start yelling with you.
Hopefully the good guys get out of jail before next week.
Come on, fight Wall Street.
The next round of the work.